Good evening, Rabbi Levin.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Jake. And as always, we want to thank Jake for bringing us together here at shareenjoyment.com for his incredible efforts and Gia. We thank you, and may Hashem bring upon you all the blessings. As we always start, we want to dedicate today's shir l'zecher u'le'ili nishmas manish Yitzchok ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah, and we thank our sponsor. This week is Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas, we learn about the petira of Miriam HaNeviah. Chazal tell us that Hashem provided for the Jewish people three leaders, three parnosim: Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Chazal go on to say that in the merit of Moshe, we had in the desert for 40 years the man, the blessing of the divine bread. In the merit of Aaron, we merited to have the Anani HaKavod. And in the merit of Miriam, we were provided with water, with the Be'era Shel Miriam. And this idea is clearly illustrated in this week's parasha. In the beginning of Parak Chav, the pasuk tells us the Jewish people, they came to Midbar Tzin in the first month of the Chodesh HaRishon, of that particular year, and the people dwelt in Kadesh, Vatomas Shom Miriam. Miriam passed away. Vatikaver Shom, she was buried there in Midbar Tzin. Velo Hoyam Mayim Loido. The very next pasuk says there was no water. There was nothing to drink. Vayikalo Moshe v'al Aaron, and they gathered up Moshe and Aaron, and they began to complain. And this was the beginning of what was called the sin of the Nehal Ariza. When Moshe, he lifted up the matah, and Vayar Moshe Yodoy Vayachas Hasel, Hashem told him after the entire discussion. And at the end of this episode, Moshe lifted up the matah, Vayachas Hasel hit the rock, Vimateu Pavoyim Vayetsu Mayim Rabin, Vatesh Toebe Uviram. Hashem then says to Moshe that Yan Lo Hemantin Bi. I told you to speak to the rock, not to hit the rock. And because you did not have faith in me, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was denied entry into Eretz Yisrael. As we mentioned one moment ago, that this episode is where the Torah revealed to us that it was in the merit of Miriam we enjoyed Mayim in the desert for 40 years. Because immediately after she passed away, there was no water. What's the significance of this, of the juxtaposition of these two ideas? The answer is that it was only in her merit that we had water to begin with. It was miraculous to travel in the desert for 40 years and to have a supply of water to quench the thirst of approximately 3 million people, 600,000 men over the age of 20, which comes out to between 2.5 to 3 million men, women, and children. It was only in her merit. Let's go back to Parshas B'Shalach. Let's go to the fourth Aliyah. Twice a year, we read the fourth Aliyah on Parshas B'Shalach, and again on Shvi Yishol Pesach. In that Aliyah, we read the Shir. We read about the splitting of the Yam. The Jewish people, they pass through the Yam. The Yam comes back together. The Egyptians drowned. And then Moshe Rabbeinu breaks out in song. At the end of the Shira, when the Shira is over, ויושב השם אלי מסניהם ובני יצרו חוקו בסוך היום. The shiur is over. And then we begin two new sections. We read about the shira of Miriam. Miriam gathers the women, Vatetsena chol hanoshim achareha besuf v'mcholos. Matan leha Miriam, shiru lahashem ki go'o go'o suf v'roch vo ramavayam. It would appear that these few psukim of Miriam leading the Noshim to sing Shira, it's semi-independent from the Shira of Moshe. Moshe sings Shira, the whole Klal Yisrael, we'd assume the women also, to some degree, participated. But then there's a separate Shira just for the Noshim that was inspired by Miriam. Immediately after this section, we learn about the lack of water. Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael miyam suf vayetzu mibashur. They begin to travel. Vayelchu shloishas yomim bamidbar v'loy motzu mayim. There was no water. They came to Moroso. They couldn't drink. They complained. Moshe was mispalel. Hashem showed him a piece of wood, and he threw the piece of wood into the bitter waters, and miraculously they became sweet. Vayimtiku hamoyim shom som lechoik uv mishpat v'shom niso. Rashi explains all the different ideas, and the Aliyah comes to an end. If we were to let's say, play a game, I shouldn't call it a game, but if we were to ask the average person, take this Aliyah and break it up into two parts, I believe the average person would break up the Aliyah by starting from the beginning and putting a stop, a break, after Miriam concludes her shira. Miriam That's the end of part one. Part two would be the next episode. Vayasa Moshe Esom. Moshe, he encourages the people to travel from Yam Suf. They go into the desert. There's no water. They complain. They come to Moroso. They find water. The water is bitter. They complain to Moshe. Moshe finds a piece of wood. He sweetens the water. They have water to drink. Moshe gives them a little musar and Shemaya Tishma. And we wind down. It would appear that the very end of the Aliyah, where we elaborate upon the lack of water and what transpired, is a new separate episode. However, in light of this week's parasha, of what we learn, that it was only in the merit of Miriam that the Jewish people were blessed with an enormous supply of water, it was only because of her. It forces us to go back to Parashas B'Shalach and to analyze the sequence of events and to appreciate that the breakpoint in the Aliyah is not between Miriam's Shira and the lack of water, but instead in between Moshe Rabbeinu's Shira and Miriam's Shira. In other words, Miriam's Shira is directly related to the discovery of water. If Chazal tell us it was only in her merit the Jewish people had water for 40 years in the desert, we have to appreciate what she did a moment moments before the Jewish people discover the water and the entire process. And that is what the pasuk says about Miriam. Miriam v'tikach Miriam ha-Neviah achoyf aharon es atoyf biyada. Miriam, who here we call the sister of Aaron, Rashi, all these Nemari Chazal, which all come into play. And she taught the women to sing. She gave the Nashim a unique opportunity to express themselves in Shira to Hashem. In addition to Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael, Moshe Shira included the women as well. We have to know exactly how it was done, but it says in the pasuk, Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael includes the women as well. But yet, Miriam provided something unique for the nation. And that unique Shira is what brought forth the Mayim. You will ask, why then was there so much pain and difficulty and absence of water? There's a very important Rashi here. It appears that Vayasan Moshe, Rashi says this twice. Rashi emphasizes this point. Moshe had to force the people to move on. They did not want to leave this area because they were collecting the Bizas Yam. And Moshe said to the people, enough, enough, you've taken enough Biza. We have to go. It appears there was a complaint. There was something that happened here that prevented the Jewish people from continuing the momentum of being inspired to come close to Hashem. Vayasa, Rashi says, is a word in its grammatical form has a connotation and the meaning. He had to force the Jewish people to abandon the pursuit of Gashmius, to go forward. We know that water represents spirituality. And perhaps that's why there was a delay of 3 days. It was bitter. It had to be sweetened. There was a lesson to learn. There are issues here. No question about it. Rashi appears to address those issues of why there was a struggle. But the impetus, the momentum of Miriam is what brought the Jewish people the Mayim. Our parsha, Parshas Chukas, when Miriam passed away, the Mayim came to an end. And when the Mayim came to an end, Moshe Rabbeinu, he struggled with the Jewish people. Why? Why did he struggle with the Jewish people at this particular point in time? Why was this such a great nisayon for Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to the rock. How did it come about, Moshe, he hit the rock? There were so many different episodes, so many different events in the desert for 40 years. What is it here? And perhaps it's a throwback to the very beginning of when there was, of when the water first appeared. When Miriam set the stage, the spiritual foundation for the Jewish people to be provided with an abundance of mayim, everything was in motion. But then Klal Yisrael got stuck. They got stuck, mired in gashmius, in enjoying the Bizas Hayam. They lost focus of the goal of Torah, of spirituality. And Moshe was frustrated. Rashi says, Hisi'on bal korchon. He had to force them enough to leave. And again, Rashi, at the end of the Rashi, repeats it again. It's unusual for Rashi to repeat himself. L'hasion bal korchon. Moshe struggled here at this moment when Miriam gave the Jewish people the koach, the source of Mayim, by teaching them to sing to Hashem, to be deserving of the Mayim. Something happened and Moshe was frustrated. 40 years later, when the Mayim came to an end because Miriam passed away, it was a throwback to the very beginning when there was no Mayim. And Miriam, she brought them the spiritual koach of Mayim through the Shira, and Klal Yisrael got stuck. It was a minor rebellion where they didn't want to leave. So when Moshe saw the Jewish people coming to complain, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? It took him back to that moment. And that's why it is here we find a repetition of the struggle of Moshe Rabbeinu, which this time, unfortunately, resulted in Hashem telling Moshe, Yan ki lo hemantem li. The Mitzvah Haskel is, blessing comes through inspiration, through Shira, through leaders who elevate us to see Hashem's greatness and His kindness. And we have to be very careful not to be distracted, not to focus on the wrong things, to keep our eye on the ball. Miriam, she did great things for the Jewish people. And we have to preserve that momentum to go higher and higher, to be worthy of the blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful evening. All the best to everyone here. Good night.